Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week, we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys.
Hi, Lloyd.
I really struggled to start that.
Really weird, yeah. You took ages.
I was going
to
say good morning, but actually it's we're recording this at the time at 11:40.
How long do you think this intro is going to go on for?
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't know. But also, I just thought, don't time date it. But I've actually just time stamped
it. Yes, you have.
I've time stamped it, so...
Good evening, listener.
Good morning, listener. How are you, Rhys?
I'm well. What can I say?
Well,
I'm hungry.
Well.
I'm tired.
I'm hungry.
But overall, these aren't really complaints. I'm fine.
Intermittent fasting at the moment, Rhys.
When can you start? It's 11:40 now.
Yeah.
What time are you allowed to eat from?
11:30.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which is not ideal because we're about to start a podcast record.
So you haven't... So you haven't eaten anything all day?
No.
It's 11:30. What time do you stop eating in the evening?
I finished eating last night at 7 o'clock, 7:15. So I've given myself enough time. And then I only drink water throughout the evening. And I actually just about half a stone in about 3 weeks. And I feel good for it. So
we don't recommend it. We don't recommend it on Fit and Proper. This is Lloyd doing it. Don't try this at home. Well, it's not safe. Lloyd's wasting away in front of me.
It is safe, I think.
It's unsafe.
I struggle to lose weight because I'm a big tubby little barrel of a man. And so,
and you love pints.
I love pints.
So you love having pints, chaining pints.
I love pints, I love sandwiches. So by me intermittent fasting, it means that I can have pints every now and then, but obviously not at night. So it's just a bit of
a... It just means you've got to down your drink at 7:14. Every day.
And then go on stage.
And then go immediately on stage.
No, yeah. I don't drink before I go on stage. And I don't drink after, really. But yeah, fasting thing has been quite interesting. But I am now starving.
Is it affecting you on the tour date? So you more tired on stage or any of that sort of stuff?
Fresh.
Are you fine?
Honestly, I feel really good for it. I'd highly recommend it to you and anybody that is wanting to lose a little bit of timber and be fresh of mind. Oh, we've got a guest today because that's how this podcast works.
Yes, Michael Oduwale, very funny comedian.
Yes, he's very funny. He did I did a couple of Lloyd Griffith and Friends last year in the coming out of the pandemic, and he came and did a couple of these. Very, very funny.
Great comic.
He's a
Mock the
Week
fan. I have been on Mock the Week with him, actually, yes.
Yeah.
It was in the pandemic as well.
Was it?
It was on the Zoom shows on Mock the Week.
Zoom shows?
Yeah, the old Zoomies, yeah. Which was actually, they were quite good.
Yeah.
He is a Chelsea fan.
He is, yeah.
Tweets a lot about Chelsea.
He does, very, very vocal about it.
Vocal about supporting Chelsea. Good guy. I mean, he's also a bit of a loose cannon, I would say.
Yeah, he has a podcast called BTech Philosophers with Elliot Steele, and they are quite loose on that.
They don't shy away from the old big opinions every now and then.
They're not that keen on editing it.
No.
They're very keen on, like, oh, well, yeah. Let's have a little, you know, but they are, nah, come at us. And, you know, fair play to them.
So I'm interested to see how he's going to run a football club, if that's going to be the way. Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is comedian, writer, podcaster, knitwear enthusiast, Michael Odawale.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. That's four things, man.
Four things.
It.
Was there any? Did I miss any crucial ones off? Actor?
No, not anything that's good enough.
Yet.
I've acted.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's of the level where I can add it.
You can
I would
say
take
actor.
Out knitwear.
Yeah, fair enough.
We should probably expand on the knitwear thing because as
well, you like knitwear.
I love a
We've
cardigan.
Discussed knitwear in the past.
Oh my god,
I'm wearing a cardigan right now. I knew you were on the show.
Is that why?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've been wearing this, and you know, it's a new item of clothing, so obviously you wear it constantly.
Lloyd's wearing a very nice fleece.
Was it a buttoned fleece? Yeah. And I thought, because when I came in, you said, "Oh, I like your coat," and I thought you meant this, but actually, you meant my
puffer.
My shell jacket, but
fleece and a jacket. I respect it. I like
I'm
it.
I'm sweating out. I'm like Tony Adams in 1998. Do you know what I mean? Just trying to get rid of all the alcohol from the night before.
Right. Okay. Good. It's good that you explained it. We're quite young, actually, Lloyd.
Are you?
Me and Michael. Yeah, we're of a different generation. Yeah, a bit younger.
Well, you know,
so it's a bit harder for us to know about things from when was it? The Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages. Yeah. The Bronze Age.
It was the Bronze Age.
The Bronze Age. But we don't pronounce the G. It's the Bronze Age.
Was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bronze Age.
Right, okay.
That's really intense eye contact.
Yeah.
It was, actually.
It was weird.
Michael, thank you very much for coming on to the podcast. You're a big football fan.
I love some footy, man.
You sounded like a bad script.
<That's>
Yeah, exactly.
That was genuine.
That was real. It sounded fake. So it's like an American script about love some footy, man.
Love a bit of that. The kicking of the balls and that. You know what I mean? Love it.
You support Chelsea?
I'm a Chelsea fan for my sins, but one wonderful club.
Would you call them wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've really cleaned up our act recently. You know, moved away from that oil money, got some of that. I don't even know what is this. Where did Americans?
Nobody's questioning where this ludicrous amount of money has come from as well. Like Chelsea,
yeah, what is this business actually?
But like, I don't know, it's American research. White people, like that's clean.
Famously,
yeah, nothing's dodgy about American white people ever.
American white capitalism. I mean, what was that ever done to the world?
No. I think no questions should be asked. Ever.
No, not at all.
Do you live in Southwest London? Are you from Southwest London? Is that why you support Chelsea?
No links there. I'm from Dagenham.
Dagenham Redbridge,
East End boy.
East End boy.
Technically Essex boy, but
why Chelsea then?
Because when I was quite late to football, I became a football fan around 10 or 11.
I think actually on this podcast, that has been a trait. Like a lot of football fans that we've had on have come at it quite late.
Mm. Is it all comedians you've had on?
Pretty much, for the most part. So maybe it's, you know, the arty kids.
Yeah, and then you just...
Got bullied. We're like,
yeah,
oh,
then fine, I'll get into football.
Fine,
Jesus.
I'll get into football.
But I liked Drogba. Because he had long flowing hair, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know black people could have long flowing hair." I didn't know black people could like shake their hair and it would move, and that. I just was fascinated by his hair.
It's such an arty way to get into football, isn't it? That's such a more romantic story. That is.
Why would you like football? Because of the long flowing locks of a footballer I'd never known about until 2 weeks before.
He had a perm.
It
was more like crimped. Like
it was
crimped.
But he was so good. I've said this, like nobody questioned it. Nobody was like, why has he got a perm?
What do you think then for Chelsea this season? It's not looking great so far.
We are currently ninth.
Yeah.
In the league table, but not in the spending table.
In the spending table, we are above number one. We are whatever number.
More than Europe.
More than most leagues. We've outspent most leagues. You know what? I would say if we can get to like sixth or fifth, I'll take that.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of games left. We could actually probably still get Champions League, depending on like if five teams had a complete meltdown.
Do you think, does it take the edge off Chelsea having like a bit of a dud year, the fact that Liverpool are arguably having a worse year?
It does help, like, because we were supposed to be the fuck-ups this year.
Yeah, you're not really the laughingstock this year.
Yeah.
Because everyone's looking at Liverpool instead.
But, okay, they might finish bottom half the table.
Well, it's exactly, but Liverpool have spent hardly any money.
No,
that's the thing, like, because people hate Chelsea so much. Because I feel like when we had the transfer ban, and we were putting through those young players, there was a little bit of like, oh, they seem nice.
Right.
You know what I mean? People were beginning to warm to Chelsea. Frank Lampard was in charge. But now I think we're completely hated again. And we're not going to be given any grace to like let these players sort of get chemistry. It's like results now or nothing.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, wow.
Bit of breaking news.
Breaking news just reaching us now that Michael Odawale is now the new owner of Dagenham and Redbridge. More on that story as we have it, but just to confirm, Michael Odowale is now the new owner of Dagenham and Redbridge.
Wow, that's...
curveball.
Absolute curveball.
Fair enough, from your hometown.
I tried to buy Chelsea, but I did not have £4 billion.
That's a shame.
And I tried to think, what could... A billionaire has everything. What could I give them that's equivalent to $4 billion that they couldn't buy? And I tried with a hug, and they didn't accept that.
They didn't accept it. Todd didn't accept a hug.
Todd said no.
They said no to the hug.
Todd said, that's odd.
He said, that's odd, and I'm not allowed at Chelsea anymore, then I'm already not going.
Yeah.
At the moment.
So. You're like, well, just Palace away for me then, again.
It is weird, isn't it? Because, like, when, I thought Chelsea fan, you know, Todd Bowley's not really, he's just spent 500 million. He's just outspent leagues in Europe. And then if he suddenly just sells it to you, it'd be a very strange business plan.
But he has bought it, so it is a depreciating value.
Sure.
It's like a, when you buy, so I bought a Casio for £100 and I tried to sell it. And I couldn't get £100.
A Casio. Right.
I thought you were going to say a car.
I thought you meant a car.
I thought it was going to be when you lose 50% when you drive off the forecourt.
I think I said car. You've gone the same time you said a Casio.
You've gone with
we're
a digital
in different
watch.
Different places, right? Yeah. I bought. It was like a nice collector's Casio. I thought, and I tried to sell it recently for. I thought I'll sell it for the same price. I got a break even. Eh? It wasn't worth 100 still. So I'm assuming Chelsea Football Club is the same as
it's
my,
go down.
As a Casio watch.
My red Casio.
Well, at the
watch.
Moment, yeah, with their league position, they're
with,
not.
With scratches in it.
So you've bought Dagenham and Redbridge.
That's great.
How much did that set you back then?
So I set up a conglomerate of me and other famous Dagenham people because I am. Probably the 17th most famous person in Dagenham at moment currently in speaking.
Yeah.
Time of record.
Yeah, time of recording.
This is like Bitcoin.
It's like Dow Jones.
It's volatile. It's volatile.
Once this comes out, that will definitely go down.
Yeah. So arguably, Stacey Solomon, the most famous Dagenham person, right? Who else is there? John Terry was born in Barking. But that counts, Barking and Dagenham.
Sure.
Who else we got?
Take your word for it.
Yeah. I could just make up.
You can say anyone. I wouldn't know.
I'll trust
the accent and go, yeah.
Nixon. Rob Brydon, yeah, no, fair play.
Yeah. So I've set up a conglomerate of famous Dagenham people we're buying Dagenham for a red Casio watch in exchange to the ownership. We're giving them the red Casio watch.
Nice.
In exchange for the club.
So that's about 80 quid.
About 80 quid. We're in the National League. So I can't assume they'll be worth more than that.
Yeah.
They're 12th in the National League.
So what's your plan then with Dagenham and Redbridge? What do you want to do with them?
Oh, take over the East London. Just East London area. Do you know what I mean?
We want to be the East London club.
The biggest East London. We want to be the biggest club in East London. So what have we got? West Ham.
Basically West Ham.
Millwall.
It's not really. I'd say it's West Ham and Leyton Orient.
Leyton Orient. Yeah.
Yeah. The
so it's humble, like... humble. I'm humble about it. I'm not trying to take over the world. Just want to be the biggest club in East London.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are the first changes you're making as the owner, co-owner with the conglomerate?
With Stacey Solomon.
With Stacey Solomon. What are the big radical changes that you're implementing?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
We need to change the colour of the kit right now.
So they play in red top, blue shorts.
Whoa, don't tell him. Let's see what he changes it to.
All right, we'll tell you what.
Let's see what the expert in Dagenham Redbridge. Yeah.
Well, the home kit, I've just given it away.
I know it's red.
It's red top.
What colour the shorts again?
The blue shorts. But what's the yellow. Away? What's the away kit?
yellow. The one word that is not on the picture we're looking at. The one colour.
What colour is it?
What colour is the away top?
It's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What colour is it?
So the home is red and blue.
It's the reverse.
And the away is blue and red.
I think Dagenham, what we need to do is be sponsored by H&M.
Okay.
So I would kit us out in H&M sort of outwear.
Really?
Outwear. Sort of like, I'm talking chino shorts.
I'm talking...
beanies. I'm talking even like I like that little fleece number you got on right there.
This is not H&M, thank you very much.
And fleece wise, are you saying that they're like, you know, that's the equivalent of the trackie jackets, they come onto the pitch and they then take off to play the match,
right?
Or are they playing in the fleece?
No, fleece is sort of like the training jacket.
Yeah,
but you know, obviously I'm also trying to build my knitwear empire.
Yeah, of course.
Right, so I think just as community outreach, players could work in my sweatshop making
Do you want to use the word sweatshop or just could be shop?
Shop.
Yeah.
Shop. They're sweating because they're sweating coming from them.
Fleeces.
Not
well,
from illegal
so of course.
Underpaying activity.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be, you know, making these cardigans, giving them out to the kids.
Yeah. You've said you want Dagenham and Redbridge to be the biggest club in East London. When I think of East London, I think of knitwear, I think of fleeces, I think of like it being a bit trendy. Not necessarily H&M, but I think that kind of fits in with the ethos
so
of
So you're
a,
thinking of the sort of modern hipster
you're thinking
East
Hackney.
London.
Yeah, but
are you thinking, Michael, more sort of East End, old school East End?
We've already got that, though. We've already got the right. Geezers. We've already got pie and mash. I don't know what else you'd associate with the East End.
The craze.
The craze.
You know what I mean? Let's be trendy.
Spit and sword
so you
want to
yes, so you want to move it into sort of the modern world.
Let's make Dagenham the
gentrified.
Center. Yes. Yes.
You're gentrifying Dagenham.
You want to gentrify Dagenham and Redbridge.
100%.
With
so.
Knitwear kits.
Yeah, beanie, Carhartt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want
H&M chino shorts.
You know, if we can't do it on a, in terms of a football playing sort of ability, let's be the coolest club in East London.
Is that going to sort of like, are you going to see that bleeding down into the sort of players that you get? Are you going to get people with like sleeve tattoos mm-hmm. and man Ooh. Buns playing for you?
I mean, I would put Hector Bellerin in charge of player recruitment.
Yeah,
do you know
perfect.
What I mean?
He's not busy, is he? Where is he now? Barcelona?
No, he just moved.
I think he just moved to some Spanish or Portuguese.
He moved
to
Sporting Lisbon.
Did he?
On transfer deadline day to
but
replace
that is,
Pedro Porro.
That is my player profile.
Right, it's got to be in the mould of Bellerin.
Yeah, I just Lovely. Like, I'm talking thin moustaches, I'm
yeah.
talking tattoos.
Earring. Long hair.
One earring.
Exactly.
Maybe, and like, we wear very high shorts.
Yeah.
And you're going to need the chino shorts to be high or there's no flexibility.
Exactly. I mean... We're not scouting youth teams, we're scouting Fashion Week. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Nice.
That is lovely.
So it's
scouting,
all about image with
yeah.
you. Okay.
Controversial, right? Kanye, he's looking for a comeback.
Oh. Wow.
If I put him in charge of sort of creative design of my team, this could be a comeback for him. Come back for Dagenham.
And are you going to publicly announce that he's in charge or are you going to just keep your head down?
It's
go,
more like, you know,
kind
just,
of ghostwriter.
There's no salaries. Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of like you kind of, if you're walking through Dagenham, Kanye, and you want to make changes, you're allowed to.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Just going to.
No,
just,
no ideology. Just
yeah,
old
yeah,
fashioned.
Just to let you know that this all goes into a supercomputer and they've decide whether you're fit and proper. So far you said sweatshop and Kanye.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
not looking great at the moment. And I mean, what a fall from grace as well from, well, Kanye, I mean, absolute fall from grace, but to go from Adidas to Dagenham
yeah,
and
Redbridge.
It's a real...
Well, to H&M. Adidas
yeah.
to H&M.
I want to see what he's going to do for the boots, like foam slipper boots and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
thinking
how
of the...
takes us forward. In.
So it's going to be kind of Yeezy...
That kind of thing. You know
are
what I mean?
Yeezys good to wear on a pitch, on a football pitch?
We will find out.
Yeah, that,
yeah
I think that's it.
Out.
We're rolling the dice. We Clearly, are. Michael's rolling the dice with a lot of things here, public image wise.
We are. You know, I'm an ideas man. I just throw it out into the universe.
And just see what
back.
Happens.
You know what I mean?
So what's going on mascot wise then?
I obviously know the answer.
Yeah, but just for the listener, what's the current mascot?
What would somebody say is the current mascot? Of
yeah, what
Dagenham?
Would somebody say is the current
if
mascot?
If they were uninformed, what would they say that it was?
I mean, I'm taking a wild guess here and saying that it's probably a tree.
A tree?
I would assume that it's a big dog.
You've just seen that it
it's
is.
It's a dog.
It's a big dog, yeah. It's a big dog. It's called Dagger, I think. Digger dog. Dig, I think mas-
Digger the Dog.
No, Dagenham and Redbridge are called the Daggers.
Yeah. And this one's called Digger Dog.
And the mascot's called Digger Dog.
Digger Dog. Digger the Dog. And it's a dog.
Is the dog doing anything in particular?
At the moment, looking at it.
Thumbs up.
Just thumbs up, yeah.
It's got floppy ears.
Yeah. yeah.
Just... it doesn't... I don't think it goes with your... I think it works with the East End angle of mm-hmm. like, you know, dog as a weapon.
Yeah.
East End geezer. I don't
is
know. I mean,
he's
quite a sweet looking dog. Well, I think there is a certain type of geezer who uses a dog as a weapon.
Okay. He's got
using
fat knees.
A chain as a lead.
He's got very
you
fat
know?
Knees.
And, I don't think you can say that anymore.
You,
about
can. you can't say he's got fat knees. You can't fat shame mascots.
Hey, my knees
Not
sweat
knees.
When I get nervous. Oh, my knees sweat.
Well, you could work in the club shop at Dagenham Redbridge.
I would. Here's the thing. Digger the dog. He's been a loyal servant. For
yeah,
20
course.
Years.
Yeah, you've known him.
But it's like you said, you know, it's negative connotations like dogfighting, all
yeah.
of that. I don't know. Maybe me.
You.
Yeah.
Every home game.
me just for like a puppet of me.
Yeah, a big foam. A big foam suit of you. Mm-hmm. Actual size, or is it big so that another man can fit in it?
Actual size, like me.
Yeah. Actual size, but a small person inside it.
Why would I get a small AI? AI me, no. It'd either be like a mascot of me, or again, ambition, try and buy Mickey Mouse.
Try and sign Mickey Mouse from Disney.
So many curveballs.
Stacey Solomon spent a lot of her savings to get Mickey Mouse from
Disney. It's not going to be easy. Obviously, he's been associated with Disney for 8 years.
Wait, he's a one-club mouse.
Yeah.
Famously.
It would be a statement signing for sure if we could take Mickey. If I have to sell for Goofy... I'll take Goofy on loan.
Goofy is a dog. Am I right?
Oh, another dog. Okay, what's the other one? Duck.
I'll take the knowledge of everything. The research that's gone into this from Michael.
What's the other one?
Duck.
I'll take the duck.
Do you know the duck's name is Donald? Okay, yeah.
We'll make a bid for Mickey. If he needs to bring Minnie with him, we'll take Minnie. I can go without Minnie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. But Mickey can't.
And if at a must, I'll go for Donald, but I want Mickey.
Right.
But it's quite a big, I mean, probably the most iconic...
Substantial.
...character, cartoon character of all time.
And I'm assuming if we take Mickey, we also own all the rights to the whole crew. The Disney...
You think? What, for the price of a Casio watch?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, you've got the conglomerate. You can raise the funds, I think. And now, basically, this is all part of the plan, isn't it? So you're already this hipster club now. Mm-hmm. You're probably starting to get this sort of influx of fans and revenue from the sort of people who live in. You're gentrifying it. So basically, you're increasing the value massively.
100%.
Then you reinvest that money in Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all about
the duck one.
You're all about image, as we've found out intimately. Sponsor wise, obviously that's going to be a big thing because that's going to be the first thing that people see on shirts. I mean, when you're on, non-league highlights programs and stuff, what sponsor are you bringing into the club?
Yeah, so maybe you've got the Carhartt logo in the corner of the shirt. What's going across the middle?
Do you know what? Can I say as well? Carhartt as a brand sponsor, absolutely.
It's a good shout. They don't make the most breathable t-shirts.
It's true. But you're saying about sponsorship. Do you know what? I went down a YouTube rabbit hole the other day just watching nostalgic old... I can't reveal that. YouTube rabbit hole. I was watching nostalgic adverts. And do you know what I saw the other day? Yop.
Oh, yeah.
Give me up, me mama. Yop, me mama, give me up. Till the morning come.
This episode is sponsored by...
By Yop.
Fridge.
The yogurt drink.
Yop,
Yeah, Yop. We're going to be sponsored by Yop.
Wow, what was the
one? Nice, Yop. I think actually the Yop logo across the middle of a shirt is going to sell a lot of shirts.
I think so. And it's going to sell a lot of yogurt.
Yeah, because it's a good logo. It's a funny word to have on a shirt. I'd buy a shirt. Rather than like, what's Tottenham? AIA. I don't even know what that is. Some insurance company.
Yeah, insurance.
Nonsense.
Yeah, Yop.
Yop across the middle of a shirt. Big exclamation mark at the end. Brilliant.
If Yop is still I've not seen a Yop in maybe 10 years.
Well, if they've been cancelled, then it's the perfect place to come.
I'll bring them back.
What a way to relaunch your career.
Renaissance.
I think we might be paying Yop, if anything.
Yeah. I quite like the idea of players after having a drinks break at 20 minutes just all having a Yop.
Yeah, not bothering with Lucas. Just fill up on yogurt-based drinks.
Straight.
Just fill up on sugar.
What's the one that comes in a tube?
Froob.
Yeah, okay. Whoa. Is that a rival?
No, we don't fuck with
I wouldn't have thought so.
So it's Fridge.
Mm-hmm. Fridge is milkshake.
And Yop's milkshake.
What about Crusher? Do you remember that?
That was a Crusher.
A
little Crusher.
That was the idea we had about, mate.
If any milk or yogurt-based drinks do want to sponsor the podcast.
But we also want to make Yop the anthem.
That's the club anthem. Give me Yop, my mama.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm still asleep. I really don't want no toast. I don't know.
You've got to keep going, my friend.
But I really just want some Yop.
Not for me.
Wow, what a rhyming structure. Maybe get Kanye on that one as well.
Weren't that many words in that song there, Michael?
Kanye remixes the Yop theme. And makes it an anthem to play what? It's like your equivalent of You'll Never Walk Alone.
But like an 8-minute auto-tune. We're singing that whole thing
Q-tip,
before the game.
Q-Tip, Busta Rhymes are involved.
Yeah.
Big old Yop track.
Yeah, so that's our sponsor, man.
Nice. There'll be rappers saying, get me a verse on the Yop track.
Exactly.
Get me a little verse on it, please.
I
I have been to Dagenham Road Bridge, as I said, quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awful experiences. We're going 28th of October, maybe 2008.
Mm-hmm. So you can't remember a man getting sent off in the second minute of a Grimsby game, but you can remember the exact date that you went to see Dagenham Road Bridge.
Yes, I do remember it vividly because I was sober. Okay. And it was, I went with my mum. I went with a mate of mine called Tom Walsh. And there used to be no covering over the away end. And he had to pay an extra £4 to get into the covered bit. And because we hadn't paid that in advance, they were like, no, you've got to be out there. And then it started raining and then it started hailing. And the hail was, I'm not even joking, like the size of golf balls. It was insane. And my mum was like nearly dead. And I was like, mate, just put me mum in there. He's like, no, mate, you're not paid the £4. I was like, I'll pay 20 quid now. And now you got to pay at the beginning of the game. I was like, I'm going to punch you in a minute, mate. And
wow. That's so right.
I want to apologise on behalf
of you. Yeah, well, thank you.
Issuing a public statement.
Yeah.
So he's already ready because he knows we've got cancelled people. We're a cancellable club. I've got to be ready with
that
a public statement.
He is cancelled. He's not allowed back.
The steward.
Yeah.
I also have bad experiences of the Dagenham ground because one time I went to give blood. And they said my veins were too small and I couldn't give blood. And they gave me an insecurity I didn't know I had before.
That is unbelievable. I mean, yeah. What an insane thing to make you insecure about. Walking around all day knowing, God, I've got small veins. If anyone tells you what's on the inside that counts, you're like, no, that's bad as well.
Just like a very small veined man.
We've got small veins.
So from now on, Dagenham will accept blood from anyone.
But what if they can't get into the veins?
It doesn't matter. We'll accept it all blood. We don't care where it comes from. What? We don't even have to take it. You can just donate blood to Dagenham.
You just bring blood in.
Just bring a bag for life of blood.
Any blood you have, bring it into Dagenham, and then we'll take it for you.
Are you keeping the stadium? It's currently called Victoria Road.
I know that. 6,000 seats. Yeah,
he's loaded up the Wikipedia page on his own phone.
6,078. Well done. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you doing? Yeah, what are you changing about the stadium then? Obviously, hipster club, so you can expect to get some more fans in. Mm-hmm. Kind of in the way Dulwich Hamlet reinvented themselves.
Well, I'm of sort of the NFL.
Sorry, was
that
the
Casio?
That was my Casio.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect stuff. I hope you can hear that. If you can't, you do.
That's
okay.
Right. Such a loud noise. But
so on brand.
Yeah, I'm of the NFL model where I don't think your home stadium has to be in the city of the team.
Okay.
So I might move Dagenham away from Dagenham. And I was looking at Westfield, right?
Sure.
Nobody likes Westfield.
Stratford.
Mm-hmm. Or Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, Aerial Way.
And I'm thinking we knock it down, build a new stadium there.
Knock down Westfield, the whole of Westfield, and build it. Westfield's quite big, isn't it?
Do you know what? Build it in the centre of Westfield, so you can still go shopping.
Yeah. Make it a whole business park. I think you do have to stick with Stratford rather than Shepherd's Bush if you're trying to be the biggest club in East London.
Do you know what? Yeah.
And I'm also going to just put maybe what I like to call a spanner in the works.
Okay.
West Ham Stadium is literally next door to Westfield.
That sounds like your problem, not mine.
Maybe you should go to Shepherd's Bush then. It is quite funny to be the biggest club in East London and be in West London.
I think, you have to just strategize. You have to disrupt the market.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we would build in the centre of Shepherd's Bush, Westfield.
And what's the capacity going to be? How big do you want it to be?
6,000.
Let's keep it the same.
6,100.
Is that because you want to do the whole demand thing?
Yeah.
It's like when you're booking the tour and you go, venue size down. Just so you go, it's sold out.
Can't get those tickets, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't get the tickets.
Okay. Reese is on my team. Reese knows.
Get it. I get it. What are you doing manager-wise? Are you going down this hipster route and getting some hip manager? Obviously, they're in charge of image.
All people know,
Who's the current manager
of Dagenham and Redbridge, if you want to tell people who are not as informed.
Daryl McMahon, I said
at the same time, Daryl. You took it straight off my tongue, Daryl McMahon. Daryl McManus.
Daryl McMahon, yeah.
Daryl McMahon, classic Daryl.
God damn it.
Nah, he has to go.
Because he did, as you know, results, bad results.
Yeah, he's
we are currently not where we are supposed to be.
Well, you know, you're in charge.
Yeah, so we're gonna get rid of Daryl. Who could we get in? Okay,
who goes with the image? I guess you got.
If we're going for the counselling, right?
You need someone who's making a comeback.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh my god!
Okay, oh I just think god. It fits in with our current ethos, and also she can chip a bit in. She's still got a bit of cash.
So, just to clarify, Michael, are you saying that the two clubs you support will now be managed by J.K. Rowling and Potter?
Look at the symmetry.
Oh, lovely!
Look at the symmetry.
It's not bad stuff.
Look
it's
at the symmetry. J.K. Rowling.
Now, a question about the stadium then, if you've got J.K. Rowling in charge. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's not gender-neutral toilets.
No, it's a clear separation. Oh, yeah. Wow. She very much insisted when she signed that contract. But no,
so it's not that hipster of a club.
Not no, well,
and
yeah.
It's not that inclusive.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Okay, J.K. Rowling is set.
Yeah. Two games, gone.
She's gone.
Expelliarmus.
There we go.
Just for her view, we didn't really like her views. Mickey Mouse. We've done it.
Mickey Mouse has been promoted from mascot.
Why are you writing this stuff Mickey down? Mouse.
So he's been promoted from mascot to manager.
Yeah, I thought this through. So we've gone kind of through a few PR disasters. I come out in a press conference. I'll admit J.K. Rowling was not a good idea. Mm. I apologise to the fans. Mickey Mouse has held down this $1 trillion company for 8 years now, because I assume he is the CEO. We've seen what he did through the golden age of cinema.
Yeah.
And this is now the golden age of Dagenham and Redbridge. He's going to lead us to glory.
Do you think their players will be motivated?
From Mickey Mouse?
From Mickey Mouse, yeah.
You don't want to fuck with Mickey Mouse, for sure.
Fair enough.
But I think also Mickey's ego is just, he don't have an ego. He's the biggest.
Stay at the top and not have an ego, man. You don't stay at the top.
Do you think Mickey's got a big ego?
Look at the way they're buying everything, man. That's ego. That's pure greed, capitalist.
Yeah, you think Mickey Mouse is a capitalist animal?
Yeah.
You think he's like Logan Roy in a costume?
Oh my gosh, Logan Roy looks up to pictures of Mickey Mouse every day.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah. Mickey's bigger than Logan Roy.
Fuck off. What's catering at the club? How are you bringing anything in? Is there anything that's, I don't know, maybe cancelled? Any food that's been cancelled that you're...
I'm a big fan of £3 for £1 sweets.
What?
£3 for £1 sweets.
£3 for £1 sweets.
You know when you go Tesco, Asda?
Yeah.
And you get like fizzy laces and then cola bottles.
I don't really eat those sweets.
You don't really eat those sweets?
No, I don't really eat sweets.
What's this, 3 packets for £1?
Why are you guys talking like you've never come across £3 for £1?
We're two very
grown
healthy
ups.
Boys.
Just like
adults.
Yeah, but you
we're
would
adults.
Have walked, you've never you don't walk past the confectionery aisle. You no. just like
I'm not a big not a big sweets guy.
Not
actually.
A big sweets guy. This podcast famously keep, not a sweet sweet.
You don't
podcast.
Keep teeth this big.
Yeah,
if you're
but like
sweets.
You're seem dumbfounded by the concept that you can buy £3 sweets for £1 just as a concept. As comedians,
well,
your imagination should allow you to
accept. Is it 3 individual sweets for £1?
It's 3 packets.
Or 3 packets. Okay.
I've got no reference point for how big the sweets are.
We're out of touch with the numbers.
And you know sweets. I'm asking you to combine.
How many sweets are in this packet?
How many sweets are in the packet?
Yeah.
Maybe like 10 to 12 sweets.
Seems like
a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Okay.
So you're going to do that deal.
Suspend your disbelief for a moment.
Thank you.
£3 for £1 sweets.
That's all they're having.
That is a key part of the diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Presumably,
you need sugar to play football.
With your image.
These are for the fans, though.
Oh, catering the stadium. Yeah.
Okay, we need sugar to support.
You need sugar to get up for it.
I've taken over as nutritionist.
On your image, you'll also have something, you know, if you're going to go down the whole cancelled route, bringing stuff back that got bad press, presumably you're introducing horse meat into the stadium.
Oh.
We've not heard of that for 10 years.
Well,
that was huge in the press.
Unless you've been coming to my gigs, I mention it pretty much every night.
Do you? Because you're a topical comedian.
Yeah. Topical comedian.
Horse meat, horse blood, it's all welcome.
Yeah, you were talking about having sweets and stuff. I think, if you want, assume you want your fans to be healthy so they can give blood, I just think that you probably need to have a look at it.
I said I just want blood. I said you can give the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care how it's got there. I don't care what condition it's in.
Are you using the donated blood in the Bags for Life to make black pudding and then that's part of the
diet? I just don't want people to feel discriminated against.
No.
Yeah.
Which is why we fired J.K. Rowling.
And that's why you've got Kanye West involved.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Go on.
I figured out the manager. Al Pacino.
Interesting.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino is the manager.
In scent of a woman.
Al Pacino in scent of a woman.
What was that?
Al Pacino
plays
from
a
the
blind
film
lawyer.
Scent of a Woman. Yeah.
I've not seen the film.
Yeah. There's obviously Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I know. Instead of his famous motivational speech
as
a manager.
I'm going to have a blind lawyer as my manager. But anyway, what we're saying, blood is readily available.
Right.
Fair enough. Are you
to
changing
take in and take out of the club.
So you can...
So it's like take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah, exactly. You okay. could leave a blood, you could take a blood. It's very inclusive. Blood policy in the club.
I didn't think that blood was going to be a big part of this episode, but it turns out...
Just Red Bridge.
My own
discrimination. All the branding. What are you doing with the club badge, which, as you know, looks like... Go on, describe it to us.
I would say it's a lion eating... fish and chips.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Google it now if you don't believe Michael.
It's a lion though.
Oh wait, that's what it's going to be now.
Well,
that's
no, what it is currently. What is it currently?
Oh, yeah. For so, a couple of cross keys, a tree, and two, I think, are doves. No lion, no fish and chips.
There's a lot going on.
It's a very busy, busy badge.
So what are you going to do? Are you simplifying that?
Yeah. I'm going to have a lion. Yeah.
Can I guess what he's eating?
Go for it.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Three for £1 on the chips?
Oh, lion eating three for £1 sweets would be more on brand. In
Could
Carhartt.
It be a lion hooked up to a blood donation machine?
Mm. Yeah.
It's all the technical terms from Lloyd today, isn't it? A blood donation machine.
I just thought blood diffusion was something else. Like a, but what are they called?
Blood, I think it should be.
I think it's blood transfusion.
Yeah.
The backdrop of your badge should be... Blood. All these little interlinking lines, right, is the backdrop of the badge.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you have something on top. And those, so then you have the lion on top or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need a mouse. You should just have the silhouette of Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse but is little, no longer... Oh, he's
the interlinking mascot, lines represent the tiny veins inside your body.
That's beautiful.
And then tiny, tiny veins, little mini veins. Lovely. And then...
Your veins?
Mickey Mouse.
Anyone's.
It's a classic football club badge where the manager is on the badge.
Yeah.
You don't see it enough. Yeah. So you're really going the opposite route of sort of the Chelsea way, which is, you know, manager sacked pretty quickly. And you're going, no, we're committing so much to Mickey that he's on the badge
because
and he's
he
on a
is
lifetime contract.
Eternal.
Yeah.
He doesn't die. So we're going to have him.
He doesn't. He never will.
We've not seen him die.
We've not seen him age.
Mickey's outlived everybody.
It's mad to think that once his planet is burnt to the ground, he's still going to be around.
Yeah, so you'll have legacy. The club will have legacy because he can't die no matter what. And now he represents the club.
Exactly.
This football club, a lot of, again, we've talked about redemption and
keep
a place
up.
For coming back after cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
A renaissance club, as it were.
Yeah.
Are there going to be any rules? Because obviously rules are the reason why these people have been cancelled in the first place. So are you implementing any rules within the football club for the football, you know,
for the players,
but mainly players, could be fans, but are there any rules that you're implementing as the owner of the conglomerate of Dagenham Road?
I'm big on community outreach.
Huge.
Just I think like giving back to the kids is very important to me. So another thing I do when I'm on my YouTube sort of rabbit hole, you've seen the show Pedo Hunters.
fucking hell.
Right. Where they sort of, you got like vigilantes.
Yep.
Who sort of track down sort of sex offenders and bring them to justice. I think my player's doing that in there. I think that's a great way for my players.
So your player's charity. So sometimes, you know, you'll see like Ben Davies at a food bank helping out.
Lovely.
Jan Vertonghen, you know, helping people during the pandemic and stuff like that. As a little, you know, he wants to do it, but it is a bit of PR for the club as well.
Can I just say, I just saw producer Nicole audibly gasp during that.
And you're going for, you want your hipster players who have been recruited by Hector Bellerin.
Also a cat thrower. Famously.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
A cat thrower.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
To go out and they're hunting down child sex offenders.
So imagine he's trying to run away. And now you've got the pace of my left back. You know what I mean? I just think it's good to give back to the community.
Like a sort of Avengers.
In such way.
Yeah.
I think it would build morale and just sort of bring the team together as well. Because they'd be doing a lot of the research.
Mm.
Sort of, I mean, like pretending to be...
Sorry. Sorry. So they have to do the sort of, ironically, catfishing. to get this done. So that's what they're doing. They train and then they go into a sort of ICT suite with all these computers and they go into chat rooms.
Yeah. Catfishing and also the badge is literally a cat eating a fish. This is all so interlinked. It's unbelievable.
You guys don't think of the level of planning that I've put into this.
No, I've seen this book of notes.
You've seen this empty notepad that you're writing stuff down as you think of it.
I just think, you know, it's a great community feel to the club if we took that upon ourselves.
I'm assuming it'll be on Facebook Live as most of these vigilante groups are usually capturing it live on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine.
No legal responsibility for
good content for the fans as well.
To just be a paediatrician or something, and they've mistaken that.
Sorry, I've got the word wrong. Sorry, you're a paediatrician.
This does put the supercomputer in a slightly awkward position, I'd say, because I'd say up until this point, Michael, it was looking pretty clear you were not going to be fit and proper. Now, though...
I've turned it around.
Now, though, if the supercomputer were to say that you're not fit and proper, it's basically saying that it's happy to have paedophiles roaming the streets.
I would say I'd be suspicious of the supercomputer and what's in that search history of the supercomputer.
Yeah, and he's mad that actually Reese is in charge of the supercomputer today as well, of all the days. It's usually me, but it's Reese that's got to
be. I think you are forced to give my club eligibility.
Well, before... give you one, sorry. Can you just say that again?
I really couldn't if I tried.
That's what we've come to expect from the sort of PR campaign of Michael O'Hawley, that he would just go, as this club owner,
obviously you're judged by us, but you are judged by the supercomputer. The supercomputer, I think it's contagious, whatever. The supercomputer also throws up little scenarios just to see how you will deal
with being the
owner of a football club. And I think Reese, as I say, is in charge of the supercomputer today and does have a scenario here.
Yes, you are found guilty of over 1,000 breaches of financial fair play, but they're all that you've been paying the mascot way too much.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
By accidentally adding an extra zero to his wage slip. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, Mickey Mouse is now the manager, therefore that means the mascot is you.
Is not De Niro the manager?
Oh, Al Pacino became the manager, didn't he?
Sorry, yeah, I get him.
He's blind. He wasn't looking over the contract. If he put in one extra zero, that's on him.
So it's an extra zero going to the mascot.
Okay.
Every time he gets a wage slip, there's public outcry because this information is not released. Only the 1,000 breaches. Public outcry that you've cheated and bought the league, the National League, that is. But you know that you've simply made a big foam man mouse very happy instead. Do you tell the truth, even though it's very embarrassing, or do you save face while letting everyone think that you're actually dodgy and did buy the league?
So I'm guessing I'm being charged by a panel, a board of people.
Yeah, it is the National League and also Financial Fair Play and also probably
FIFA. I guess in a way you're being cancelled.
Boom.
And I know just the club for you to come back in.
Players knocking on that door.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, sir? You know, petering. Boom. That's our way out of any scandal.
What?
Wait, what? So you're getting... a panel having a go at you, and then you send the players around to just accuse them of being paedophiles.
Like, what are you doing here? Do you know what I mean? Who are you waiting on? And then, boom.
So you're out.
We're going pedo ring.
They dropped the charges.
Oh, they dropped the charges because you've accused them of being sex
VAR,
offenders.
Pedo ring. Do you know what I mean? Just any scandal, we're out of it.
Well,
interesting.
This is very
interesting.
This is very East London. This is very
snooker ball in a sock.
Like racketeering. These are gang tactics that you're using.
3D chess, baby.
If you do anything against our club, we will accuse you.
Players are knocking on your door with a camera on
Facebook Live.
Do you know what I mean?
And as we know, people will just believe if they see that on Facebook Live. They don't need evidence. People just go,
our word against theirs. I think I sold that scandal pretty well.
This is
it's the PR spin I've come to expect from this episode.
This is all really interesting.
I don't know if I'll be allowed back in Dagenham and Redbridge, blood or otherwise, after this
IRL
episode.
I think they might throw blood at you. say pop that into your tiny little veins.
I think I've really improved this club. I did my best. It's all out of love.
Well, the supercomputer status bar has just gone to 100%.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
Reese, do you just want to just sort out the
I'll type it in.
Do you just want to do the yes, because you're in charge of it this week?
My one's silent.
No,
so,
you
just pop it in. And,
okay. Well, Crikey.
What's it saying, Lloyd?
Obviously not fit and proper.
No, it says not. It's a big red not.
No. Player's going to be knocking on your door soon. To
be fair, the supercomputer is shitting itself.
Yeah, it was shaking. It says not, but it was
shitting.
The
nervous state boss is saying deleting files as we speak.
What was the reason? I wonder what's the reason I'm not being allowed.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
If you listen back to the episode, it's everything you said out loud.
From the minute one.
The only thing that was fine, really, was Mickey Mouse. And the rest of it was like, it wasn't ideal.
Wait, how many people have been accepted?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, quite a few people. It takes quite a lot for you not to be accepted. You've also just been dropped by your agent as well, and also your family.
But
hey, look, it was worth it, though, wasn't it? For those Yeezy boots.
Yeah, oh my gosh. He got some Yeezy boots out of it.
He
got to meet J.K. Rowling briefly.
Yeah.
JK
Rowling in the revolving door.
Oh man, well, you know, it was fun. What a journey, man. What a ride we had.
Yeah,
we've
had a great time. We're gonna go and get therapy, I think, now.
Yeah, I
it's
don't
been
know.
A great
yeah.
last episode.
Definitely not gonna answer the door for the next 6 months.
Michael, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, well, well.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Lloyd?
Wow. A lot of routes I didn't think we'd be going down today, Reed, if I'm being brutally honest.
Yeah, fair play.
Well, literally not fair play.
Sorry, not fair play. That's what happens when you come in without a huge plan.
He had
it's the first time I've seen someone with a notepad, but with nothing in it.
There was notes on one side of the page.
But I think that was stand-up.
And I think that made us go, oh, he's got a lot of notes here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was writing notes down almost like he's going to actually do this afterwards.
Yeah, good. But must remember this. We're recording it, Michael, so just listen back to what makes the edit.
I really enjoyed it. Very funny.
Very funny, not to be taken seriously.
Absolutely,
please
do not take this seriously. If you're thinking I'm gonna write in and like it's a joke, it's comedy. Is that right? It is comedy.
It's aiming to be comedy. But I think it works. We've had some similar stuff in the past. You know, we've had things of intimidation that, like, any trouble you get in, any things you accuse the club of, people will be round there. I think Spencer Owen did a similar thing. We're West Ham. We're going to be the East End. We're coming round there with, you know, weapons, and we're going to intimidate you. And he's just gone a step further and gone, we'll accuse you of being a paedophile.
I think I've ever accused anyone of being a paedophile. To their face.
Yeah.
Never to their face.
On internet comments, yeah, non-stop.
Yeah, sure, non-stop. What?
Well, it's good, solid stuff.
I also quite like the fact that he was a bit surprised that he wasn't feeling proper. It was like,
yeah.
Well, how many people have been feeling proper? Going, surprisingly, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a lot, actually. You can get away with quite a lot on this. But it was just a step too far. All the cancelled people.
Michael, very funny comedian. Very great comic.
I think he's got a special on Amazon or something.
Has he?
A Soho Theatre Live special. Ooh, so go check that out. That. And he's got a podcast called BTEC Philosophers.
With him and Elliot Steele.
Elliot Steele, Crystal Palace fan.
Probably who he went to the game with.
Yes, actually. That's correct. Didn't think of that, of course.
But follow him and then go and see him when he's on tour. Also go and see us when we're on tour.
Sure.
If you can get a ticket, you can get a ticket.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
You probably can. Lovely stuff. Tell all your friends about the podcast, but don't tell them about the content of this one. Just about the concept of the show, and then maybe recommend an episode to start with before you get to this one.
If you've enjoyed this or any podcast, please do subscribe to this podcast.
I don't think you can anymore. I think you have to follow the podcast. I think that's how stuck in the past we are.
Can you please follow the podcast? Because it helps it get found. And if you've enjoyed it, please do give us a 5-star review because it helps us get found. And we'd love you forever for that.
Tell you what I'm looking forward to.
Go on.
Michael Oduwale's episode of Diary of a CEO. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.